it is said, what is true of Christ is also true of the believer. The Lord Jesus was born of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit. The Lord Jesus was filled with the Spirit. That's conditional for us. He was sealed with the Spirit. John chapter 3. We are sealed. Ephesians and chapter 1. And also 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He was anointed by the Spirit. We also are anointed by the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. For us, that's conditional. There are some things that are true in relation to the Spirit's ministry towards us. We are born of the Spirit. We are sealed with the Spirit. We are anointed by the Spirit. And we are indwelt by the Spirit. That is true of every Christian. But every one of us is not filled. And every one of us is not led. Those are two conditional things. Based upon our commitment, based upon our loyalty or surrendering to the Spirit and having Him have His sway and way with us, He is free. We had said that we got all the Spirit when we got saved. But the Spirit didn't get all of us. You know, and a brother likened it to this. I give the Spirit the kitchen. But I kept the living room and the bedroom for me. Because we want food. We want food. There is where you eat. But the moment where we have pleasure and leisure, we says, hey, keep out. But He wants all, my whole house. But what is the... My challenge is, in the book of Romans, as Brother Emil brought to us and see some characteristics of the Spirit of God, the same Spirit, he said one of the things of the Spirit, He leads, He witnesses. He's the Spirit of Christ. He wants to reproduce the features of Christ in our lives. And this process that Emil has just brought before us, why is the Spirit so keen and interested in us? Because He is working to an end. It's the purpose of divine persons to bring us into the good of sonship, that we'll be conformed to the image of His Son. God wants people like Christ. And what He has done, He has come because in eternity past, this was the counsels of divine persons in Ephesians chapter 1, that we were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world, and it tells us for the adoption of sons. This is God's purpose. And God has picked us up. Indeed, imagine, chosen before, for what? Saints for sonship, that we would be like the Son. And now to think that these thoughts were way back in eternity past and now come to us in time. What is sonship? We may ask. Yes, we say it's a position, a place of position, a place of dignity, a place of honor. But where can I see sonship? I see sonship in the Son. And when the Son came, the Spirit of God led Him all the way. And I'm just going to take a few moments, beloved brethren, and just look at sonship and links it to the groaning creation. And also the day of manifestation. And also we want to link it in the sense of Galatians chapter 4. I'm going to be not too long. in the book of Luke. Let me run into these things very quickly. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 and verse 19. This is a son. That holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 2 verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? That's when you are led by the Spirit of God. This is the heartbeat of one's expression. I must be about my Father's business. Quickly, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. You know these verses well. And verse 4. But he answered, he's in the wilderness. He was led in the wilderness. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Here was a son. Sonship. He was about his Father's business when he was here. Secondly, he was one who was subject to the word of God. Total obedience. When you read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and see where this was, it tells us God led them through the wilderness for 40 years. To humble them, that they may know that man doth not live by bread alone. So God says he had to humble them. Here is this man, this son, in total obedience to God's word. John chapter 8. And verse 29. And he said, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please the Father. Wasn't it at the banks of the Jordan that the Father said, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I found all my delight. Here was one who was totally pleasing him, being led by the Spirit. Luke's Gospel. Chapter 22. And verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That is sonship. This is when the Spirit of God is working in the life of a believer and conforming him to the image of God's Son. You find these features are going to come to light. I will be occupied with the Father's business. I will be one who is going to be obedient to God's word. I will be one who will please the Father. And I believe it is found in the book of Mark chapter 1. And I believe it's verse 35 somewhere around there. He raised a great while before day. And entered into a solitary place. And there prayed. That sonship. That is what the Spirit is working to. Likewise in the book of Isaiah chapter 50. He worked morning by morning. Indeed, he was instructed. He did, listen, he went before God, got instructions that he was able to give a word in season to them that are weary. When the Spirit of God really is operating and allowed to work in a life, I tell you, these are features that are going to come to light. I don't have to tell a person, listen, you have to read the scriptures. No, the Spirit of God is free to bring me to this book. To make me realize it's not bread and butter. It is the word of God. The word of God is by which this son lived by. Likewise, it tells us that God is, listen, God is so jealous about his son. Because in the book of Galatians, it says, you know what God has done? God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts that we may cry, Abba, Father. It means I could have the same language the Lord Jesus had. In the garden, he says, Abba, Father, let this cup pass from me. The spirit of God, the spirit that was in the son, the spirit of the son, is resident in me. And he wants to bring out the features of this blessed one who delighted the heart of God. That was a constant feast for him. The true meal offering. And this is what thrilled the Father's heart. Father, how precious unto thee is thy beloved son, in whom thou dost perfection see thy holy blessed one. This is what God wants to see. The spirit of God is so jealous. He came down and he says, you know what I'm going to produce in you? I'm going to produce here and now none other than the son of God. And he says, you want to know what your position is and what sonship is? Look at him. Look at him. And God decides, I'm going to work the groanings. The spirit had none of these problems with the Lord Jesus. And when we enjoy and occupy ourselves with him and enjoy where he is, the spirit of God helps us. Now, the thing is this. In the book of Romans, the verses that Brother Emil read about the groanings and pain. You know, when I was younger, I tell you, I used to run up to mountains. No, I'm telling you. And Brother Emil could tell you, we were young men with older brothers. Now I look around. We are the old men. And I says, well, in this something. And I'm telling you, saints, I'm feeling some aches and pains. I'm not only going to say it to the creation outside there. I am feeling. But the point I'm making is this. They groan. This creation groans. Even this body groans with it. You know what it's waiting for? Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Saints, you know what a liberating. They cannot be liberated without us. And God says, this is what I am working for. I am working to. And the Spirit of God has come. Indeed, saints, for me to enjoy that position that God has brought me into. You know what happened? The prodigal son. Look at him. He never enjoyed the position. He never enjoyed that wonderful place he was placed in. And he decided, well, listen, he could get something better. Indeed, the atmosphere may be better on the outside. And he left. Wasted his substance in righteous living. Thank God he came to himself. And he said, I'll arise. I'll go home. I'll tell my father I've sinned. Indeed, and there he come. And we said it. He was coming in all his rags. But the compassion, the word compassion, the father was moved with compassion, fell on his neck, covered him with kisses, because he was coming back into the good of the sonship, indeed, that he enjoyed with the father. Father, I've sinned. Hey, in this realm, God don't deal with sin. He's dealing with bringing you back in and us back into that which he enjoys, and he wants us to enjoy it with him. This is the sonship. Sonship is the spirit of God wants us to enjoy with the Father and with the Son, what they have been enjoying. And hear me, I have no appreciation. This Son had no appreciation for it. Saints, we had a brother who lost a leg. And he was very faithful to the meeting. Very, very faithful. But I came in to the meeting and met him there. And I had a mentor that I had to go every Saturday to his house to study the scriptures. And he said to me, you could remember that brother? You know that brother there? I said, yes. He said he made a load of money. Missed all the meetings. Only on Lord's Day we saw him. And when there was overtime, he would not be there. He lost a leg. You know what that brother said? I lost this leg for God to wake me up, to let me know what was most important, the presence of the Lord. Very faithful after that. But the years, the wasted years, could never be recovered. The choices we make sometimes leave lasting scars. This son came home. The father never brought that up. The father's desire was enjoyment. He received him. Go out, kill the fatted calf. Bring it. Let's eat. Let's drink and be merry. Saints, the Spirit of God has come not only to glorify him, but also to conform us to the image of his Son. That God can see here sons, and he's bringing them to glory. What a blessing. Sometimes when I ponder these things, I ask myself, Brian, are you the prodigal son who have come home, or the son on the outside? The son who is on the outside, as we have heard, he was there, but he never enjoyed sonship. Oh, to think that God has chosen me to be like his son, and then send the Spirit of his Son in my heart to cry, Abba, Father. Thank God we have the Spirit. But we have the Spirit of sonship. Sin, I'm a son of God. I tell you. Should I rejoice in that? Should I feel, hey, you're too proud? A person came out of eternity to conform me to his image and bring me in. And one day, we are going to be on display. Until that day, let's groan. But I tell you this, when we come out, he shall be glorified and admired in his saints. That's why, as Brother Emil says, he is the firstborn of many brethren. None like him. But I tell you, there will be a lot just like him. May God bless us and allow the Spirit of God to lead me. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes, we are sons, but when we are led, it is going to be manifested. We are. Amen.